This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, over the last week, I had an opportunity to do some stuff for the TV show. And one of my sponsors, they have this very unique product. And you hear the ad here all the time, MechTech. It takes your pistol lower and turns it into a carbine, a legitimate carbine. But one of the questions I was asked is, okay, you've made this a legitimate carbine. What do people actually do with these? Which I didn't know the answer to that. So on the TV show, which that episode has not aired yet, although I have put up a video on YouTube, I decided to get some help with that. Joining me today to discuss all of the stuff that I got help with is the general sales manager at MechTech, and this is Mark Allred. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi there. Good to be on with you again.
You're becoming a regular media mogul, aren't you? I mean, your media sense has got to be increasing as time goes on here.
If you mean by mogul, I'm taking my lumps. Yep.
Who's giving you lumps?
Nobody should be
giving you any lumps. You're doing just fine.
Our sales have been really good, and our supply chain is working hard to keep up, and customers have been great.
So, for some people, they would look at the CCU, the carbine conversion unit. And for some people, that's sort of a novelty. It takes a pistol out of the running and turns it into a long gun with all of the things that come along with a long gun, you know, all the perks and everything, the increased accuracy, the increased range, and that kind of stuff. But there are plenty of people that take these and use these for very serious purposes, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We have people hunting with them, serious pistol carbine competition users. We even have law enforcement using them. And some of those Leos are using them on SWAT teams as their entry weapon.
Really? Well, that makes sense, though, because they want to use some sub-caliber, right?
Yeah. Well, it means that they have one set of magazines and ammo for their handgun and their entry weapon. They get better accuracy and more power out of their 9mm ammo, which is what most are using these days. And they don't have to worry about the over-penetration of the .223 rounds. And so, and we have other guys that have sent us in pictures that show them just using them. That's their rifle or their long gun that they carry in the squad car. Hunters are using them for hogs and deer. Mostly are 10mm. Some are 45 ACP, but on the 1911 side, 460 Roland's a kind of a popular hunting round. And I've had a couple of guys telling me they're taking deer out to 150 yards with their 10mm units.
That is the biggest question I was being asked. I was being asked by a lot of people, well, how far of a range? Now, we talked about what 10 millimeter can do. Do we know, do you have any data on what 9 millimeter can do?
Oh, yeah. 9 millimeter, depending on your bullet weight and powder load, that you're going to get anywhere from about, according to the charts I've looked at, 90 to 190 or almost a little over 200 feet per second increase in muzzle velocity. I saw one YouTube video by a group that was shooting somebody else's 16-inch carbine, but 16-inch barrel was kind of a 16-inch barrel. They were hitting, with a 9-millimeter, they were hitting ballistic gelatin at 440 yards with a hollow point and still getting some expansion, which is pretty good for a little 9-millimeter.
Yeah, you would think at 300 yards, 200 yards, it's still got a little bit of oomph to it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I saw, though, you sent me some video of somebody with a 10 millimeter, and I had not, to me, taking this and mounting a red dot on it, I ran this one with a red dot for a little bit. I had to swap the red dot to something else because I only have one spare one. And but the red dot seemed to be, to me, the natural thing to put it on, but there's lots of guys out there that are running the biggest optic that they can force onto the top of that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We've got, from what I hear, we have a fair number of users that are putting rifle scopes on them, anywhere from, you know, 4 power to 16 power, like the guy that you're referring to. Got a big night force scope on there for that 10 mil. But he needed it to see that dong at 480 yards.
Yeah, let's give that guy his due. Mark was kind enough to send me some video of a guy named Clint Walker who had taken a Springfield XD 10 millimeter and mated it to his MechTech CCU and was hitting a 500-yard target, banging the gong constantly with it. And the optic on it, when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
That almost overpowered the CCU, didn't it?
It does. And, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, the CCU is such a small unit as far as the overall size it's taken. It's not like it's a gigantic apparatus. It's quite small. And when I start hearing 500 shots going bang and ding and bang and ding, I'm just thinking, well, that's really quite interesting. I sort of envy Mr. Walker, his thought process that went through that. Did he know it would do that before he decided to give that shot?
Oh, I'm sure he had checked it out, and he had to have. He obviously had already sighted in the scope, but I think Clint has been around the firearm industry long enough. I think he had probably a reasonably good idea about the ballistic increases a 10 millimeter was going to get in a 16-inch barrel. So he didn't walk into that as a novice by any means.
Yeah.
But still, like you say, to see him ringing a 18-inch gong at 480 yards on every shot, and he was talking about the wind having to compensate for some wind downrange. That was pretty impressive.
Not only was the target 500 yards downrange, it was elevated from where his position, right?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. The MechTech, for those of you who are out there right now and you're looking around and you're saying to yourself, these carbines, they're just too much money right now. You can have, if you have a Glock or if you have a Springfield XD or if you have a 1911, you can get one of these and mate it to that. It'll be delivered directly to your door. There is no FFL because it's a gun accessory. And you have got a serious piece of hardware on your hands when you go that route. We're going to continue talking about this because I've made a few discoveries and I want to share them. Talking to Mark Allred from MechTech, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Mark Allred. He is the general sales manager at, or general manager at MechTech. And I've always liked the MechTech units and everything, but I was a little bit unaware of how seriously these things are used. Have you had one break yet?
Yeah, occasionally they'll develop an issue. We don't see that very often. They don't really break as much as finally wear out. They're kind of built like a tank, as you know.
Well, they're very simple. I mean, the bolt doesn't lock open or anything else. It doesn't have a safety. You pull back the bolt, you charge it, and it's ready to go.
Right.
Pretty simple mechanism, but it is built like a tank. How many rounds can somebody expect to get through one of those before it does finally say, "Well, had a good run"?
I don't know that the company's ever done that long of a test on them. We've been selling them since 1999, and we rarely get calls for new recoil springs because they've just worn out. The guys that tend to use them in competitions regularly, and we've got some competitors using them at least monthly in competitions, at least up until this last COVID year, and so shooting thousands of rounds a year, and sometimes those guys will buy an extra recoil spring or two, but they're not calling to replace them very often. Occasionally we'll see some that get, abused. They didn't get handled very well, and they got dropped, or who knows what happened to them. So on the rare occasion, we'll see those. But then maybe somebody's broken an extractor or something along those lines. But otherwise, no, just flat out replacing things from wearing out. We honestly don't have to do that a lot.
Now, I know hunters use these things. How good are they at resisting the elements?
Well, they seem to be pretty good. We had, I'm not sure if it's still on our brochure or not, we had a guy back in Georgia several years ago say that he took his on a canoe trip down one of the rivers back there, and at the end of the day he discovered that there was a lot of water in the bottom of his canoe, and he realized a lot of his gear, including his MechTech, was down there in the water. And he pulled everything out, dried it all off, and the MechTech came through that just fine. Keep a little bit of oil on it, like you should, especially on the bolt channel, like you should any firearm, and they even hold up to rust pretty well. Hunters, we know, I've got a number of calls from guys hunting hogs and deer with them, and one thing I haven't heard from them is that it wasn't holding up to the elements.
So with you got LEO that uses them, you got competitors that use them, mm-hmm. hunters that use them.
Yeah.
Surely, over time, you have had many people come to you and go, "Wow, these CCUs are great. Have you ever thought about building this?" There has to have been some of the most awful temptation for a manufacturer who is successful with, like, this particular item that you have. to get out there and expand it. And yet you guys seem to have exercised extreme manufacturing discipline with this.
Well, you know, we get asked about different calibers or other pistols on a fairly regular basis. It's not cheap to develop one of these for a new pistol. We are actually working on that, a model for Smith & Wesson M&P line right now, where I'm hoping to have a prototype of it maybe even by the end of June. But when guys, you know, apparently there's a number of guys out there that like the 9x25 Dillon rounds. But it's not a huge community. And so we get questions every once in a while about special calibers. But it just, we can't just make these one-off here and there. It's too expensive. We've got to do too much research and development and then testing, make sure that what we're selling is safe, going to function reliably. And we did look at a 22 caliber, a long rifle kit for 1911s a few years ago, but with our basic system, the 22 just didn't have the oomph to cycle the bolt, even if we stripped the bolt down some. The 22's just not got a lot of power there, and our basic design requires a fair amount of power for that blow back out action.
So is that sort of the secret to what you to how good MechTech is, because you guys figured out the edge to take it to, as far as we can make it this heavy duty and this robust, but we also it also needs to function. Is that the secret to it?
I'd say you've expressed that very well. Yeah, we know what we work. We know how it works. We know what it works with, and we stick to what we know.
Coming up on the next break, do you want to give out the phone number to MechTech?
Sure. You can reach us at 1-866-433-2122. We're here Monday through Thursday from 7:30 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time.
I know none of you have any unwanted pistols out there, but if you do have a Glock, or if you have a Springfield, or if you have a 1911, and you have a need for a carbine, this is the way to have both. This is the most heavy-duty apparatus of its type out there. I've got a couple of other ones laying around the house. Nothing that's going to last as long as the MechTech. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anyone collecting unemployment who is offered a suitable job must take the job or lose their unemployment benefits.
President Biden at the White House with a message for those who are collecting unemployment and not taking jobs, as some employers are indicating, as they're trying to find people to fill jobs and unable to find qualified applicants. The cyber attack on a pipeline that runs from Texas to New York is being linked to a group of Russian hackers and possibly Eastern European. Acting Army Secretary John Whitley says even if the Russian government was not involved, this is a gray area when it comes to what constitutes a digital act of war.
We are under attack in ways that if they were kinetic, they'd be considered pretty significant.
President Biden also saying he will be bringing up the hacking to Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet. USA Radio News. As more and more Americans get vaccinated against COVID-19, former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes it's time for the CDC to start thinking about easing indoor mask mandates. While the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last month it's generally safe for fully vaccinated people to walk and gather outdoors without masks, it still says masks should be worn by both fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people for virtually any indoor activity outside of the home. Dr. Gottlieb telling CNBC that easing rules will now strengthen the CDC's credibility later.
I think we can do it right around now. I think we should now start lifting these restrictions as aggressively as we put them in. We need to preserve the credibility of public health officials to perhaps re-implement some of these provisions as we get into next winter if we do start seeing outbreaks again. I think the only way to earn public credibility is to demonstrate that you're willing to relax these provisions when the situation improves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Mark Allred. Mark is the general sales manager at MechTech. And I have a MechTech CCU here, but I was not fully filled in as to how serious a piece of kit this was. And now I'm getting that way, and I'm having a pretty good time getting that way. Among people that carry these, do you have, one of the things I'm always trying to build is, I call it a kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I call my kit various names like the Antifa Welcome Wagon Bag.
Oh, right.
this gun, this particular setup, this the carbine conversion unit would be quite at home in that. But then the problem that I find with some of these things, and I haven't ever asked you this. I didn't even ask you this past week. What kind of third-party support are you getting as far as people building? Or are you building these things in a way to where you don't need specific third-party support? You get pretty good, you make it work pretty good with what you got.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean
by
third-party.
Well, I'm talking about optics, slings, you know, that kind of thing.
We have a supplier that we buy most of our accessories from. We offer iron sights and a red dot. We're about to start offering a sling and a gun case. But we also offer vertical foregrips, sling loops, butt pads, and we have a supplier based out of Michigan that's been real good to us and has good quality parts. And so they've been a good partner for us. And then we don't own most of our own manufacturing processes. We work with local machine shops around the Flathead Valley here, and there's one over in the Spokane area that we work with that do 95% of our machining, and some of them have been with us, at least one or two of them have been with us since day one.
I can see where that would be working out that way, just simply because of what you've told me that people do, because I'm trying to figure out how I would design a kit around this. Because mine is mine the executive or the VIP? I always get that mixed up.
The executive.
So the executive has a telescopic stock. It is a full-size 16-inch carbine.
Mm-hmm.
And it compacts down to a very small little package.
Right.
But it would need some sort of a special bag to carry it in, and I've been trying to think about what that would be.
Well, we have a lot of the customers that want to carry it in their vehicle or in a go bag. I know I've talked to a lot of preppers, serious preppers over the years working here. A lot of them get that same stock that you've got. That's our telestock. That's the one that we designed and put together ourselves. Because it does when it's collapsed, gives you the shortest overall length. And so it is very convenient for backpackers or like I say, go bags, special kits that you want to grab and go. And we're going to be offering a gun case that is a normal gun case. Not sure I would call it you could probably use it as an emergency go bag, because it's got big enough pockets that on the front that could take them a little bit extra. But we've had a few customers over the last few months asking about things like that and a sling, so we're going to be adding those probably in the next week or two to our accessory list on our store.
Now I'm just trying to figure out how I want to set this one up, because I want to take it to the limit. Mine is based off of the Glock 17, which I'm using a poly 80 lower on it, which works beautifully. And the good thing about Glock is Glock makes all kinds of magazines for their 9mm double stack. And I've got a whole bunch of 27 rounders and 33 rounders and full bore Glock carbine territory, which this thing shoots like it's no tomorrow. I mean, it just chews everything up. It does not seem to lend itself too much to stoppages either, which sort of surprises me.
No, I can't. I can't say that we never have anybody call that's having some feeding issues, but some of those, you know, are just due to the fact that we're mating one manufacturer's product with another manufacturer's product, and even though we do test shoot everything here, two rounds before we send them out, just to see if we can catch something that a customer might, before a customer does. Once in a while, you know, we'll get that call, and we'll work with the customer to make their pistol work. I can't remember having gotten one that we haven't been able to tweak or massage, if you will, so that it's running well for the customer. But, you know, there's just, you know, tolerance differences between their pistol and our pistol. And my little things like that can come up, but they're generally pretty easy to overcome. Most customers never have a problem.
Does anybody ever get out there and say, can you make it with a longer barrel?
No, nobody has ever asked for a longer barrel. But we have, over the years, I've been here a little over 7 years now, we have had people asking about shorter barrels, and we decided last spring to make that happen by going to a 12-inch barrel and putting an arm brace on them. And so we introduced that last September as our PCU, our pistol carbine, our pistol conversion unit. And so it's our CCU. We just took 4 inches off the barrel and put an arm brace on it to keep it in the pistol category when you put your pistol on it.
And I had a prototype for that for a period of time, but I have set it back. Hey, you hang on for a minute, if you would, please, sir, because we're going on into the last break. MechTechSys, MechTechSys.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Mark Allred from MechTech, MechTechSys.com, S-Y-S.com. How are you guys running as far as fulfillment right now? You got them in stock? Does it take a minute or two?
Right now, we're running. On our website, we're saying allow 5 to 7 weeks for delivery. We're still working on the last 6 months have been wonderful for sales. We've sold as much or more as we have in some full years in just in the last 6 months. And so our supply chain, like many, has been affected by, COVID has got supplies bollocked up for most of last year, and so sometimes getting steel and other raw materials is taking twice as long as it used to. But our vendors are basically doing the best they can to continue putting out quality products, and we've got a little bit of a backlog still, but we're seeing things kind of starting to ease off a little bit sales-wise, and that'll give us a chance to get caught up here. And we're shipping as quick as we can. We're trying to generally able to ship something every day. Our customers have been great. We've had most people understand the situation in the firearm industry these days, and they know that ordering anything is going to take a little while.
during the break, I was trying to figure out what kind of a Cerakote I might would like to have put on mine. Do you have guys doing that?
Yeah, we've got a company called Self Hydrographics here in the Valley that does a great job on all kinds of firearms, and we started working with them last spring. So that's how we offer our Flat Dark Earth, and they are going to get us a set of color chips that they say that they feel are fairly popular, things they see coming in and requests, and so we may start offering more than just Flat Dark Earth. We had one gentleman just order one for his wife for Mother's Day, and her favorite color is purple. So fortunately, they had a nice flat purple color in stock, and so that's on the way to her.
Well, that, you know, that's the whole thing about Cerakote, right? Is making it, taking your weapon and giving it that personal touch.
Yep. Yep. We're going to try not to get too crazy with it, but we're going to probably pretty soon here in the next few weeks we'll have some color samples on the website people can select.
One thing I'll tell you, one thing for those of you that have never messed with one of these, the MechTech CCU, when you get it, the first thing that you're going to do is when it's shipped to your door and you grab the box and everything, I think most people think it weighs as much as a upper. This weighs more than an upper. I don't know how much, but it weighs more than an upper, and it's quite substantial, and it's quite robust. That's the part about it that makes me, that gets me going, is just the fact that I almost believe I can't break it. But I've never set out trying to break a gun before anyway.
Not usually advisable with firearm.
No.
But certainly if you found yourself in a self-defense situation and you ran out of ammo, grab it by the barrel and swing it like a club. It'll do some damage.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. But I mean, that's sort of the thing. I treat weapons the way I treated weapons when I was in the military. So I don't take them and bury them and expect them to work. Because I never had one accidentally bury itself when I was in the military. You know, so I think I might take a little bit of flack from time to time because I don't do those kind of tests, but I just don't see that happening. I don't see it becoming a thing where it's going to be something that's going to happen enough. But then again, I still think the MechTech unit, I think it could probably take a whole lot of abuse, comparatively speaking, compared to maybe a regular AR-15 type upper.
Well, you know, the blowback action is a lot simpler than an AR action. And to be honest with you, you almost want to run it dry. Sometimes when we get things in for repair, it looks like the user's kind of dipped it in oil. And for a blowback action, too much liquid inside the housing can actually cause a hydraulic action that might slow it down. Plus, you get very much oil into your firing pin, and that just holds on to spent powder and other junk that's flying around in the air, and it can gum up your firing pin. You know, in the Glock manual, Glock tells you don't put any oil in the firing pin. And we have done that in our manual as well. We have a gentleman we kind of sponsor who's a competition shooter out in Georgia. And after every match, he breaks his unit down and he drops the bolt in a jar of mineral spirits for 20 minutes. And then he blows it out. He puts a couple of drops of oil and rubs around on the outside of the bolt channel. And he puts everything back together. And he's never had a malfunction. So a couple of... You know, that's what we've put into our manual. It's a couple of drops of oil on the outside of the bolt, which you can do through the bolt handle and the ejection port. And don't put any oil inside the action. And that seems to keep it running smoothly.
Interesting stuff. I've never run across a piece of equipment like this that is just this tough and robust. But I have now. As you guys go forward, I know that I'm not going to ask you too much about what you may have coming down the pike. You've already talked about the Smith & Wesson M&P, and that's something you may try to bring on board, and if you can get the prototype out soon enough and test it and run into everything else. You probably have a very wide-open market still after having been in business for 20-some-odd years, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's millions of Glocks and 1911s and Springfield XDs and in the future M&Ds out there. And the vast majority of those users don't have our unit yet. And it's a great way to it's a great accessory to add to your pistol. It gives you much more versatility.
It is sort of a force multiplier because it takes the weapon and changes it from something that you have to use only close in, and turns it into something with much more power and range.
Yep.
And if you have the 10 millimeter, you can reach out and touch something, you know, quarter mile away.
Quite a ways out.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I heard one military guy tell me that a pistol is a tool that you use to fight your way to your rifle. Well, here's the way to turn that pistol into your rifle within about 30 seconds.
Yep. It's not that hard to do. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. And for taking the time to be on the TV show with me last week and everything. And with it, this is just the beginning. This is just as we start. Give my regards to MechTech.
I will do that. Bill, it's always a pleasure visiting with you.
Yes, sir. MechTechSys.com. Go check them out. It's shipped directly to you. Hour number 3 is inbound. When we get back, we're just going to rant a little bit just because we can. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.